Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
At Asda, we've lowered the price of your weekly favourites across the store with a great range of products now on rollback. How about picking up 2 kilograms of Grower's Selection Maris Piper potatoes was £1.50, now £1.11. Lowering the prices of your everyday favourites. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores online. Subject to availability. Offer ends 31st of August.
Watch what craft is. What crappens? Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo and beyond. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares, The Kitchen Islands cartoon on YouTube and on Instagram. You can go follow it at Real Housewares. And you can also check out my other podcast for all you board game maniacs out there, Game Brain. I'm going to be on this week's episode that'll be dropping on Monday. So if you want to hear my voice even more, I don't know why you would, because I've got a very crazy voice. I'm talking like Ramona right now. I don't know why. I do know why, because we're talking about Real Housewives of New York today, and joining me is a hilarious, hilarious man. He is the host of Rose Pricks, a Bachelor Rose podcast. It's Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, look at you.
What?
Look at you, just cradling your chin with your hand.
So many different sides to me. Sometimes I'm coquettish. Sometimes I'm the 1%. Okay. Sometimes I'm just gorgeous. Can't help it, okay?
I'm looking at Ronnie right now because this is a Crappens on Demand episode. What that means is that if you go to Patreon, Patreon is a site where you can support the podcast. You know, at the most basic level, you get bonus episodes. You can also get next tier up, you can get access to our Discord server where there's a lot of good chatter going on. And there's also the Crappens on Demand level. Which is where this is at right now. And you can actually watch us recording this. You can see Ronnie making a face right now. And if you're really lucky, Bueller, Ronnie's dog, will make a cameo. Or maybe Dominique, my boyfriend, will make a cameo. Who knows? Who knows? Anything can happen, okay, when you're live on the internet. So anyway, and by the way, if you do Crappens on Demand, you have access to bonus episodes and the Discord server. So it's really cool. So how's it going, Ronnie? What's up with you? How are
good.
You?
Everything's great. How are you?
I'm really relieved because watching this episode of Real Housewives of New York, I was starting to get the feeling like they were wrapping things up, and then at the end it was going to say, next time on the season finale of The Real Housewives of New York. And I just was like not ready to get into the season finale. Like, I still want a few more episodes. So when it ended and Luann just said, next time on The Real Housewives of New York regular edition, I was like, thank God. Thank
How
God.
Is that even possible? This is episode 19.
I know. It's great. You know, because you know what? Last year they had fewer episodes, right? Didn't they only have like 14 or 15?
Yeah.
And so we all were like, why is Bravo depriving us? Well, Bravo got their shit together, thankfully. And they were giving us like a full-on monster season.
That they cut down Beverly Hills and gave us a monster season of New York.
Yeah, Beverly Hills is number 15 right now. And if you look on the internet, you'll see Rinna keeps on saying, like, we're the number one. We're number one for Basic Emma. We're number one. We're number one. She's like, ma'am, do you want your Starbucks or not? We're number one. We have a venti frappuccino for we're number one in basic cable. Number one!
How is number two? I don't care because I'm number one. Yeah, she, every time somebody leaves a comment like, Lisa Rinna's a bitch, she responds under it like, oh, really? Because I'm number one. You're still watching, obviously. Where's Seinfeld? Where's Seinfeld?
So anyway, lots of stuff going on in the Bravo world. Lots and lots of stuff.
Yes. Let's give some small business shout-outs. As you guys know, a bomb went off in Beirut last week. Not a good thing. Very terrible. Huge. It wasn't really a bomb, I don't think. It was an explosion.
Yeah, it was a bomb of emotion. But it was actually
crazy. Like a chemical. I don't know. It was bad.
No, there was a warehouse where basically explosive materials were just sitting there for years upon years. And ignited by some nearby sparks from like a worker or something like that.
Yeah, really bad. So today our small business shout out extends beyond here to my people over there. Go support. There's a really good. Let me get it up because I don't want to bone this all up. Oh God, Ronnie, get it together, dude. Okay, they are called the Sadal Sud Foundation. That is spelled S-A-D-A-L. S-U-U-D Foundation, Sadal Sud. And they are here to support Syrian refugees and build community throughout Lebanon. They have a bakery that is called the Sadal Sud Bakery. And they basically raise money. One of their big purposes is literacy for girls, education for girls, and awareness and gender-based violence issues, social and emotional intelligence, as well as other core school subjects such as science and mathematics. Okay, they're basically a very important foundation, so go support them if you can at SadalSudFoundation.org.
Yeah, and if any one of our listeners is in Beirut or has family in Beirut, obviously, we just hope everyone is well. It was very, very scary, and it's like had a massive, massive impact, especially how it destroyed basically the silos that hold about 60% or 80%, something like that, of the grain and the cereals for the country. So really, it's a great cause. Thanks for bringing that up, Ronnie.
Yeah, so go help out, you guys. And today is Real Housewives of New York. On a completely different note,
I know
Ramona pooped on the funny floor. Okay,
I was gonna say we're sitting here talking. I'm looking just on our Crappens on Demand. I'm just looking. We have little captions up, and I'm like, we're talking very seriously about this devastating accident that happened in Beirut. And like, I'm like, thank you, Ronnie. This is really important because Lebanon lost 60% of their grain. And underneath me it says, Ben, I pooped in my robe mandelker.
Well, welcome to Watch What Crappens, okay? So, everybody, Real Housewives of New York, we open up back in Mexico, and just the previous leads of this show just put everything else to shame. Really, I don't want to say on Bravo, I just want to say on TV, on television, yep, in general, in movies as well, okay? Is there, yep, a movie where this happens? She wants to exploit me. Oh, exploit you, go fuck yourself. It's always about the Countess Darling, but this is a little different. I'm essentially 21. I pooped on the floor. What the hell? That's in like 2 seconds of this show.
Yeah, no, this show, I'm telling you, is the funniest show on television. It's funnier than most movies, most comedies that come out. It's like, I could watch like a rom-com with Justin Timberlake and a fern. Or I could watch Real Housewives of New York and watch Ramona try to get back into the dating scene. And I'll tell you which one is funnier and more entertaining, okay? The point is this. People get there. A lot of writers get there, get into a snit about reality TV. They get, you know, like, oh, I can't watch that shit. I can't watch that shit because that is just bullshit. Well, guess what? It's a lot more entertaining than a lot of the crap that's being put out these days. So, you know, you got to follow the comedy, people. You got to follow the comedy. I'm still mad it does not
be grateful for gold Emmy. Wherever you find it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just got vape juice on my lip. It's disgusting, but it also tastes like cookies. Should I drink it? That's the question, yeah, I'm going to go with.
Remember the time that your vape pen caught on fire in your pocket, and we're in a taxi together or in an Uber, and we're like, what is that delightful smell? And then we're like, it must be the forest fires, because at that time there were forest fires. Like, wow, it smells like forest fires, but sort of smells like vanilla too. It's interesting. What is it?
And you're
like, wait a second.
And we were saying like, wow, isn't this crazy? Like, the city's literally burning down around us. You know, we could see the fires on the side of the freeway and smoke and stuff. We're like, wow, the fire, it's so hard to say, it's so rough to say it, but the fire really does smell like beautiful roasted marshmallows. And then my legs started to burn. And I was like, oh my God, is the car even hot from the fire? It's my vape pen. We're going to die.
Ronnie's vape pen caught on fire in his pocket.
I thought that was an old wives' tale. Like, oh, you better not vape because they catch on fire. Or they explode in people's faces and I got caught on fire in a fucking
game. We both witnessed it.
And I'm so desperate that I kept the vape. I kept trying to figure out what was wrong. It was like a $5 thing, and I kept it. I kept smoking that fucker.
It's a very Ramona story. You know what? So the craziest thing happened. Okay, well, okay. So this is what happened. Okay, I was driving home, and my vape pen caught on fire. That's what they do. But you know what? I kept the vape. I kept the vape. You know what? It's important for me to have the vape, okay?
Why waste money, okay? Money doesn't grow on trees, okay?
You don't want to waste the vape. You don't want to waste the vape. You got to keep the vape.
Google it.
I was telling you on today's episode.
Google.
Yeah.
Google.
So Ramona and Sonia are in their room. It's at night. And Ramona's like, Dorinda's anger is really out of control. And Ramona is trying to stage an intervention. Because last week, you know, they went to the caves and Ramona was doing the fake cry where she's like, don't do this, don't do this, Dorinda, don't you do this, Dorinda, don't do this.
Like Dino trying to get back in the house.
Yeah. And that is very Ramona to be like Dino getting into the house and then closing the door behind her and Fred can't get in. So, sorry, you didn't get in when you had a chance, okay?
So Ramona's that lady who brings the big old piece of steak over to the car and then just sets it down and then tips over the car.
Sorry, okay? Wanted steak? Sit! Sorry, guys!
It's too much food, okay? It's too much. So, Mona's like, what are we going to do about Dorinda tonight, okay? Because the other day, I Googled what causes anger, okay? And the first night, she got really mad at me, and she went off. And then she was like, went off on Luann. I was like, Major, she's losing her mind, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I like to Google things.
Google,
yeah. You know what? I Googled how to identify if I have anger issues. And Sonia's just rooting her on. She just keeps going, Google.
They're like really excited by this new technology. Whoa, the other day I started writing something on Google. I was like, anger, and then it said anger management. I was like, how do you know who I am? Are you stalking me? Are you in love with me, Google? Very coquettish when I Google things, okay?
Why do we keep pooping my robe, okay? Google it. Am I white trash? Yep, it's still on my history. Still on my history. So Sonia's like, we're just brainstorming. We're just brainstorming. She's like, yeah. So I did Google it. And she's like, yeah, well, we're just coming up with stuff. You know, just spitballing.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. So I Googled that, and then I did a group text to you and to me and Luann. And really, everybody here, Caesar, everybody except Leah, okay?
even the lady who cooked the beans in the morning, who gave us all the shits, said it to her too, okay? So
as long as it's not Leah. And Sonia goes, yeah, because we are all your blood types. What the fuck does that mean? What?
So we see Luann receiving the text in her room. She goes, oh my God.
What?
And we see the headline that Ramona sent that just says, do I have anger issues? How to identify and treat an angry outlook from healthline.com. Which, by the way, is like such a classic mom thing to do. Just like send a headline. Like no warning, no anything. It's like, here's a headline and I'll let you figure out why I'm sending it to you.
I know she doesn't send the URL. She sends like a screenshot of the headline.
Can't click through, mother. So then
back with Ramona, she's like, you know what? If Trenta says, why did you send this article out? And Sonny goes, well, just say we're all reflecting. We're all reflecting. All of us girls with the same blood type are just reflecting.
And everyone Ramona, except Leah's reflecting.
Yeah. And Ramona's like, well, I'm going to say, because we're all on pins and needles, because we don't know when you're going to blow up. And when you blow up, it's not good for you. It's not good for us. It's not good for Luann. It's not good for the lady who made the beans. It's not good for Caesar. Who am I missing? Okay. It's not good for Tinsley.
Jules Weinstein. Elise. I even mentioned Elise. So basically she sends this thing, and which is like very, very passive aggressive. And Luann walks in and goes, Ramona, I mean, oh God, you texted Dorinda on a group text.
Corona.
Well, we gotta do something, okay? We're all talking about it, okay?
I can't believe it. You know what? She's anger issues, okay? So did you do that on purpose? Oh, you did. Oh, I thought this was an accident. I thought you accidentally included her on a shit-talking thread. Oh, you were just so awful that you sent it right to her face, didn't you?
Ramona. And she's like, you know what? I'm not tiptoeing around it. If she doesn't want to talk about it. And somebody goes, lock the door. Just lock the door. Sonia's winning this episode just with tiny little lines.
Yeah, her tiny little asides are kind of amazing. I feel like we've been sleeping on them for a few years, but she's always in the background of every scene, adding little punctuations little to bon everything bon. Everyone's saying.
So funny. So we hear blink, 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 and Luann's getting texts from Dorinda, and she goes, oh my god, Ramona! I mean, now she's sending you texts. Ramona Singer claims Sonia Morgan is in a different place and struggling. Oh, and you, Ramona Singer and Margaret Josephs. Oh, Ramona! Ramona and Giselle. Oh, Ramona!
Oh, it just never ends. You know what? How do we handle this, okay? How do we handle this?
Well, you could have talked to her nicely at dinner, but now she's going to be on a rampage. You did this on purpose, didn't you? She's going to be fuming, absolutely fuming. Let me grab my popcorn real quickly. Okay, wow, I'm ready to go.
Ramona just lit the fuse, and that's going to be one huge firework. Come on, let your colors work.
Have you ever seen a plastic bag floating in the air like Ramona's hair? There we go. Put that on the show, Ben.
Could you bring me that plastic bag? Because I just pooped in my rope, guy.
You know what? I thought it'd be good for her to be introspective and read it. Of course, she's never really been introspective, but I thought maybe this would start like a random headline that's sort of passive aggressive. Say, hey, be introspective right now and read this, okay?
Well, now, Ramona, now poor Dorinda is going to see this text to all of the group except that one person nobody can remember. And anyway, she's going to be so upset because it's going to be all of us against her. Do you see that, Ramona? Do you see it, Ramona? Do you see it, Ramona?
And Sonia's like, no, it's a group text. It's fine. It's just us. It's family. You know, it's family. The closest family. You know, you, me, Ramona, Dorinda, Caesar, Bean Lady, just us, family. Am I missing anyone? Am I leaving anyone out?
So then we see Dorinda in her bathroom, just like bobbling her head. Her earrings are going all over the place while she totally soberly puts on hairspray. She's like,
she's also wearing pants that look like an Afghan quilt that my great grandmother Becky once sewed. I feel like did she turn the back of Roseanne's couch into pants?
Yes, everybody's posting Roseanne's couch, and it is literally the same thing. It's so funny. It's the blanket from those? Roseanne's couch.
That is so funny. That's so funny that everyone's saying that. So Luann's like, well, you know, Ramona, I just think that you could have been more personal, you know? One thing that I've learned on the cabaret stage is while you're singing to thousands upon thousands of people, you have to make sure everyone feels like they're at a one-on-one concert. Hit it, boys! I only have eyes for you, one person in my crowd. Don't look at the other 99,000. I'm popular.
You know, Ramona, you do this however you want. I would suggest doing it my way, personally. Okay, so
Bueller, stop.
Why is Bueller barking? I'm so sorry. Because some lady keeps coming to my... I hope this isn't on. Hope you can't hear me, lady. Some lady keeps coming to my door.
Bueller, stop.
With like a clipboard or something. And she's coming every day, and I see her on this ring cam. Do you see her?
Look. I want to see her.
It's on this ring cam. You see this lady?
What is she doing?
She comes every fucking day. I'm not answering the door. I'm
wait, put it back up. I want to see her more. She's walking I told away. You this is. Oh, she'll, see, I. She's, I so, okay, so this is what it's all about. This is live.
It's voting. TV, it's voting or something. I'm sure she's like a Bernie bro. It's like Bernie's gone, lady. All right, let it go.
She's like, can someone help me into my house? My cat's dying inside. Get out of here, you Bernie bro.
And I didn't show you this part, but every time she comes, it's really only the third day in a row. I make it sound like it's been a year.
3 days too many.
But every time she comes in, she looks at the dog. She tilts her head and she looks at Bueller standing at the door because it's a glass door. And then she just starts looking around the house. I'm like, do you think I'm hiding from you? It's like she senses that you, I can see her and that I'm literally hiding because I am. I am hiding from her because I've learned answering the door here in Texas. You answer the door and then it's 20 minutes of somebody like, hi, well, I'm your neighbor. And here's what I think. Oh, we're so glad to have you here. Have you heard about our monthly get-togethers? Just neighbors down the lake. It never stops.
What you have to do is you have to print out an article from healthline.com and say, you have anger issues, okay? And then she'll just be so mad, she'll run away. Just post it to your door.
I'm sorry that I interrupted the show with that, but I had to tell somebody, no, and you guys are the only people I talk to anymore. I'm like, this woman!
No, I think it's great. And maybe next time, if she does it during the podcast again, I think that maybe you should, like, because you can talk to her through the doorbell, right?
I know, that's what I was worried, that she could hear me, because it would be so me to be cussing somebody out and they hear everything through the microphone.
No, I was going to say, you should have put her on the podcast and be like, what are you here for?
Okay, I will.
We did that once, didn't we? Like, years ago, did we call, like, a telemarketer? Yeah. It's around somewhere. We thought it would be so funny, and then it was like 10 minutes of us, like we're going to prank them so bad. They were like, uh-huh. Oh, actually, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, typical Ramona. There isn't a broom or a dustpan big enough for this mess.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, well, why didn't you come in here earlier to help me out with this? Why didn't you come in earlier instead of shaming me about sending this text? I mean, like, as if Luann's supposed to know that Ramona's about to send off of this headline. She goes like, well, I mean, you sent this and I was packing. I mean, I'm leaving at 6:30 in the morning because I've got a cabaret show to think about in the morning in New York. So I'm leaving early, okay?
So Luann passes Dorinda, she leaves the room and she passes Dorinda on the stairs, and Dorinda is doing that thing where she's like super happy, even though she's about to tell somebody off.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, I got a pack door. And Dorinda's like, hey, Auntie Spence, cool. And Dorinda goes in and Luann goes, good. That's what you should do. Good luck. Good work or something. And Dorinda's like, wow, Sonia. Look at everybody. Sonia, look at you packing. Oh, did you see those articles? They're good articles, aren't they? Huh? I've got more. Because now Dorinda's been, you know, sending all the evil articles to Ramona. And she's doing that thing where she's pretending she's super happy and loving this whole thing. But she's just pacing around the room really nervously and like sitting on the bed, but then getting up and walking towards the door and then coming back and sitting on the bed again and then walking towards the sink.
And she has such an evil smile on her face. And you know what? Rats only come out at night, okay? She's a coward. I think the rats are pretty much, they come out like whenever they're ready. Like if there's food, the rats are coming out.
Yeah.
Haven't you lived? What sort of bubble is she living in the Upper East Side that she thinks the rats are only coming out at night with like little top hats and canes or something? They gotta go to the ball.
Haven't you seen The Great Muppet Caper? Rats have jobs. So,
don't we remember all the rats in that Taco Bell in New York City? That was filmed during the day, okay?
Yeah, I'm thinking she means roaches, but
probably.
Who knows?
But so roaches also come out during the day, right?
I mean,
they're
mostly
nocturnal, but who knows?
I don't know. At my apartment, they come out at night. Turns into a disturbing. You just have to leave the lights on, let's put it that way, okay?
It's
like stand
like
there with a little roach machine gun.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham Beneath Our Wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Yeah. So, Dorinda's like, so you want to say something to me? Don't send in a text, okay? Don't send it to a text. I'm like, well, you know what? She actually tries to say it to you all the time, and you explode in her face. So at this point, she doesn't have any other option but to send passive-aggressive headlines.
Yeah, but they really should have added in a,
write it, regret it.
Yeah, there's that, too. Also, the other thing is that she's saying, like, if you guys send me to say it to my face, say it to my face. I'm like, you're the one who's also sending back passive-aggressive links, too, okay? Like, you're also playing this game.
So Dorinda's like, all right, sit on the bed, get back up again, walking towards the door. You want some more articles about those anger issues? Oh, it's Margaret Giselle, my friend Vicky. It's like, oh, God, please bring up the fight with Vicky. I could use that. And Ramona goes, you're deflected. Okay? You deflecting.
Don't deflect, okay? Don't deflect, okay? He's like, you know what? You know what? That's deflect. It's deflect, okay? Yeah, I speak some English. Get educated, darling. Get educated, darling.
Sonia just goes, here we go. She's like, you're a classy lady. You need to be educated. Ramona's like, you know what? You made the wind cry the other day. She cried. You need to look in the mirror. Please look in the mirror.
She cried. You just hear Luann upstairs. I was crying when I met you. Now I'm crying to forget you.
What did I do to be so Luann blue?
I know all there is to know another crying game.
I have a big secret at the end of the crying game. Please say it's not about Tom. Oh, thank God. It was just about Willie this whole time.
Did you hear about the twist in the crying game? It's about a woman who's a countess and turns out she's really a cabaret star. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, the crying game. Oh, yeah. Just takes me back to the 80s, okay? And early 90s. Remember twists?
Now, well, that's how you do some bangs, Kyle Richards. Miranda Richardson.
Oh, God, still love her. So they're fighting, and Dorinda's like, you know, people use the word dramatize when they talk about you. That's what they use, and you use the word dramatize. Oh, you dramatize. I dramatize, Ramona.
You know what? You're actually worse than my father right now, okay? All right? You want to play the traumatized game? You're worse than my father, okay? Whoa, this reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I remember I was like, where? I was sad because I couldn't find the spaghetti. My father's friend, Geraldine Parr-Smith, came over and she said, you know what? Little girls like you don't even deserve spaghetti, okay? You deserve to have trauma, okay? To this day, I can't look at spaghetti without feeling trauma, okay? Sorry.
Hi, Ramona. Thanks for coming. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to decline your father card because it has been overused. Okay? I'm declining your father card. Take it back and put it in your fucking purse.
I'm using it 5 more times this episode, okay?
God, enough.
I've renewed it. I'm renewed, okay? You know what? Ramona, I'm renewed. And that means I'm not only renewed, but all my father cards are renewed, okay?
So Dorinda's like, oh, you know what? You need to stop being jealous, all right? You just want my life. You want my life, though? You can have my life. You can have it, okay? You'll be swine. You traumatized.
And on the staircase, you see Luann. She's like listening in, like, should I step in and fix this? And then again, it is really fun to hear Ramona really struggle out there. Huh? I'm just going upstairs. She just laughs and goes away.
So Sonia's like, I mean, what did you expect when you sent Dorinda a text? I mean, I couldn't stop her from doing it because I just wanted to see the explosion.
So fun. You know what? You know what? I'm not jealous of her, okay? She stays home all the time, okay? I'm very social. I love my life. I like my life. I love my life, okay? Maybe she's jealous of my life. I actually date. I have friends. I have boyfriends, girlfriends. I get invited to a lot of places. I got shoes. I know how to walk. I can walk on sidewalks, okay? I can walk on sidewalks and not step on the cracks and break mother's backs, okay? Because that's not what a good daughter does. My daughter Avery is also my best friend. When she walks on sidewalks, it's like watching a world champion hopscotch player because she never touches a crack. And guess what? Guess what? My back isn't broken, okay? So maybe she's jealous of me, okay? Sorry.
And she does this thing where she gets right in the camera, you know, like when she did the, whoa, that's me, whoa, right in the camera's face. She yes. She does that here. She's like, I like my life. I love my life.
I'm like, Ramona, please stop reciting whatever lines you memorized for Love Connection.
It's so funny.
Thanks, Andy. It's like, Andy's not here.
So Sonia's like, you were supposed to be talking about her anger, and now you're angry. She's like, you know what? I know, but she got me upset. You know what? I think I pooped my pants because she got me upset.
Oh, so- yeah. Yeah, there's some poop on the rug. Look, you got there's some poop on the rug again. She says, like, again.
Yeah. And Ramona's like, well, you know what? She got me upset. You know what? I did. I pooped in my robe. Okay?
Did.
I pooped
just
in
my look. Robe. You know what? I pooped in my robe. I'm like, these poor people working at this house who have to clean her shit robe. I pooped in my robe. Okay? You know what? It's like, you know what? Remember that play, Medea, by Tyler Perry, where she gives kids the poison robe? Guess what? I got the poop robe, okay? I'm like a Greek tragedy, okay? Sort of.
I like that you've upgraded Ramona to be that educated.
You know what? I didn't
bring Ramona
to be educated.
Back down to earth, Ben.
I went to see Medea because I thought it was someone saying, hey, come see this, my dear. And I was like, okay, if you're going to call me a dear, of course I'll see it. And it was such a boring, long play. Okay, it didn't even have a happy ending, all right? You know what? If Mario ever treated me the way that Medea's husband treated her, you know what I would do? I would say, wah, wah, wah. Oh my God, you're so jealous of my life. I'm the life that you're jealous of, Mario, Medea. I'm just going to stop right now. I don't know where this is ending.
And then Medea poops on the floor. So Dorinda's like...
God, remember when Antigone shot the bed?
Oh, no. I'm stupid. I'm a stupid person, okay? That could have really happened. I'm too stupid to know it, okay? You want to talk about a coat poisoning someone? Talk about having to see Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for the 97th time.
Now that is a shit coat, if you ask me.
So Dorinda is having a drink outside with somebody. I bet Dorlinda is having a drink. Oh, the waiter. Dorinda's having a drink outside, and the waiter's like, oh, we love you, Miss Dorlinda. And she's like, oh, yeah, love you too, Hermione, whatever. So Luann comes out, and she's like, ha ha, look at me with a popsicle blow up.
Anybody want a popsicle? Ben, we're putting... All right, I'm bringing back something from Mexico. It's a popsicle, but it's actually a pool float. We're going to add it to the show. It'll be great.
The popsicle actually asked me for more money, too. You know? You just can't find good help these days. Am I right, Ben?
Marry, fuck, kill. Inflatable popsicle, inflatable swan, inflatable flamingo. Good.
So she's like, well, I was trying to pack, but I was interrupted by the Ramona group text with everybody in this single house, including Herman and the Bean Girl. So let's just have a conversation. Let's just you and me have a conversation. Me, the sober countess, you, the drunk person of no title.
Yeah, Luann's basically doing good cop, bad cop. Ramona's the bad cop, and Lou's going to come in as the good cop, or so she thinks. So they're just like, well, we had a conversation the other day, so I don't even see the point of having this conversation again. So Luann goes,
but we didn't get anywhere. Yes,
we didn't get anywhere. I mean, we're like this joke going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I didn't even bring up your drinking, and what I want you to take away from this is that I didn't bring it up, and I want you to listen to me about this. I want you to see that I love you, and I want everything to be cool with the girls, because it would be terrible if things were uncool. Catchphrase.
Gotcha.
And Dorinda's like, well, I don't need to be cool with the girls, all right? All I like you is I give and I give and I give. In the Berkshires, my class, it's always open. Mm-hmm. And then you guys focus on one thing. And I think that that's wrong. I think that that's wrong. That is wrong. This is a Dorinda wagging her finger at you episode.
Yeah.
She's just like doing the wag. That's and I love really... how much she got in here. She's doing everybody such a huge favor with the Berkshires. And I open my closet to you. She's still on fucking Giovanni, still.
And, like, she does this while simultaneously, like, reprimanding Luann for, like, living in the past. And yet she's still talking about Giovanni and Berkshire, anything, right? I'm a giver. You're a giver, yes. You are a giver of insults during my performance. You are a giver, yes.
I don't find this conversation comfortable because it has to be a monologue by Luann. Okay, you're not wrong, but Luann hasn't even said one thing yet. It's still been you going the whole time. She's like, and she also, just arrived from Mars in a beautiful Giovanni gown, and nothing precedes that. It doesn't work like that. All right? I watch CNN. It's like, what are you...
literally...
Where are you right now?
This is nothing makes sense. Also, if someone comes and says, I have an issue, like you've hurt me, and I want to tell you why... It doesn't, like, here's how it doesn't work, okay? To talk like Bethany. Okay, here's what we're not going to do, okay? It doesn't mean that it's, like, now a free-for-all for you to unload all your issues on that person.
You're unloading all your issues.
Yeah. It's, like, that's kind of what she's saying. She's saying. Luann has something to say, but, like, oh, it's always just about Luann. What about when she did this? What about when she did that? What about when she did that? It's not, like, an airing of the grudges right now. If you have those issues, you air them, too. Luann is saying, something just happened 2 days ago, and it hurt me, and I want to tell you, because I don't think you realize that you hurt me. And you're looking at it like, oh, she thinks that she got it. What about when I was hurt? That's not how you, like, resolve things. That's not how you deal with friends.
That's not how you deal with friends. It's a conversation with Dorinda. So Dorinda's like, well, you know what? All right, you know what, Luann? Thank you. Thank you so much for being so nice to me. And Luann's like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, really? Then I'm ending it for you. Because I think it's ridiculous. After everything I've done for you and with you. Did you not forget the entire last 2 years where you were calling her a dirty drug addict slut, like, every two seconds?
And Luann is like, you accused me of saying that I was judging you when you were drinking the other night. I didn't even bring it up. After everything I've done for you, like, that has nothing to do with it, Dorinda. It literally doesn't. And so Luann's like,
Dorinda's like a mom who's always just upset. It's like, no, mom, I won't do that. After everything I've done for you, I could have been something.
I know. And then Luann's like, can I just give you an example of something that happened? No, because you know what? I've forgiven you because I love you more than the minutiae. I'm like, Dorinda, you are the one who fabricated something. It's not up for you to forgive her for the things that came up in your head. It's that Luann has to forgive you. You know, you have to say sorry.
Minutia Schadenfreude. You know what that girl loves to Schadenfreude me? Right, Minutia?
She's like, and so Luann's like, this isn't about Minutia. This is about people's feelings. I know, and my feelings were incredibly hurt by the thing that that frog said to me. Do you know there's a frog, his name is Senior Frogs, and he's down the street, and he said, get the fuck out of here. What, Mr. Frog, do you know what I did for you, Mr. Frog? Do you know the cake that I sent to you, restaurant, Mr. Frog? I don't think you do. So you better back it up, Mr. Frog.
You stop living in the past, Minutia. Schadenfreude. And Luann's like, I don't live in the past. And she's like, well, Richard would have said that you lived in the past. And Richard was your godfather.
When I get home, I'm going to walk by my old townhouse and look at the gate and wonder why no one thanked me yet, because I'm not going to live in the past.
Don't make me bring Desmond Tutu into this. I'll do it, bitch.
So, I know my feelings have been horribly hurt. Well, what about mine? What about my onstage feelings? Because that's where I do my best emoting, on stage, for the thousands of people at my cabaret.
She's like, you just get so angry, Dorinda. She's like, I'm good. And if you don't want to be friends with me, that's okay, all right? If you don't want to be friends with me, that's okay. This is hopeless. And Luann just keeps getting frustrated, but why would you? It's just, it's hopeless. There's no reason to be had here, right?
It's actually was, like, hard to watch as a viewer because she is...
not listening to reality, and I'm like waiting for that like moment. I'm waiting for like the breakthrough moment. And I mean, this is what happened with Luann last season, right? That Luann was being so horrific, and then finally it took Bethany having a meltdown in a restaurant for her to sort of have her breakthrough moment, and not even really. It wasn't until the reunion. And I'm just like, at this point, I'm like, please, Dorinda, have some self-awareness, please. I just want her to, like, watch. And you know she's going to watch these episodes and be like, see, look, she said it right there. She said it right there. You can't hear it. You don't see your lips move, but she said it. You can see it right there.
Yep. So Luann's like, well, listen, I do love you. And she goes, I do love you too, bitch. And Leah comes over, and Dorinda's just, like, all happy, earrings dangling. Yeah, I love your pants. I love those pants. And Luann's like, well, can we just talk about one thing? Because I don't even care about us. I don't give a fuck, okay? I mean, Leah was there, and she's like, oh my God, so we're going to the past again. Here we go, we're going to the past again.
I know. She's like, look, okay? I don't give a fuck about them, those two stupid bitches pooping on the floor downstairs. I don't give a fuck about them. I give a fuck about us, okay? That's why when I said I want everything to be cool with the girls, I said, like, I want everyone to be cool with the girls who I don't give a fuck about, right? Okay, so, anyway, listen. I'm just saying, the other night, I didn't bring up your drinking, okay? I didn't do that. And Dorinda's like, got it. Okay. Got it. I appreciate that. Got it. Okay. Living in the past. Crazy Luann living in the past. Got it. Why aren't you listening to me? You're pushing me away. You're pushing me away. Ah, push it. Push it real good. Ah, push it. Push it real good. That's what we call rap, everyone. Part of Mary Fuck Hill is some hip hop and rap.
And Leah's just like, all right, well, Ramona was full of shit that night, but this is spilling over, and, like, it just needs to stop now. All right, can we just eat?
Yeah.
So,
And Dorinda, by the way, she goes, yeah, well, we talked about it, and I said sorry. I'm like, you did not say sorry. You never said sorry about this.
Yeah, well, she says it like this. I reckon, I'm sorry. And then walks off.
Oh, okay, I'll say sorry again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, let's just get it out. I mean, the minutia of it. I like the minutia.
I was like, did you get stuck on Google? Where did minutia come from, and why is it stuck in your head like this?
The minutia.
My favorite basketball player, Minutia Bowl. So she's like, can we move on now? Okay, I'm sorry again. I'm sorry again. Can we move on? I'm sorry again. She's being totally condescending and patronizing. And I was like, but that's not real. That's not real. Here, wait. Let me show you what's real. Did you like that? That was real. That was a performance. Right there.
So Ramona comes out, and she's just doing that thing where she knows she's in trouble. So she's just being extra like, whoa. Look, it's a drum. Drum, drum, drum. Whoa, it's a drum. That's nuts, okay? Hi, waiter. You look so good today. I love this table. What is this table? It's crazy. Wait, you can eat off this thing.
Well, this table has four legs, and that one has three legs. I never knew you could have so many different types of legs on tables. Wow, it's a crazy world. Luann, did you see the tables? See the tables, Luann?
She's like, is there a seating assignment? Because you're the host, Dorinda, okay? Gracious hostess, and I just want you to tell me where you want me to sit, guy.
And Dorinda's like, oh, God. You know, the thing about Ramona is she's all talk behind closed doors. But then now she's on the thank you. Thank you for the table. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the sky. Thank you for the tent. I mean, thank you. Just to avoid me.
Yeah. And then the chef comes out, and she's like, all right, full for your last meal. We made this and that, and there's avocado, that, and ceviche or something. You know what? I just want to say that you've served the best food that we've had, and, like, we'll go out to restaurants. I'm like, I want to go back to the house because there's better food at the house, okay? I never even liked to eat so much, but I ate it so much. So please pass along my compliments to the chef. I am the chef. You are the chef of waiters, yes. So please tell the actual chef that he's done a very good job, okay?
No, I'm the chef. You're a girl, okay? Get me a chef.
So Dorinda's trying to have a conversation with Leah, like, what's your business? The mob is married. What a great idea. You know, it's so funny. Tell me more about your business.
And Leah's kind of answering her. She's answering her, but Dorinda's just obviously trying to piss off Ramona too, you know? So she's not really asking. And then Ramona's putting on her show on the other side, and a waitress brings her wine, and she's like, whoa, chef. Thank you, chef. Wait. I prefer my wine room temperature, okay? No. This is too old, okay? This is old, okay? Let me taste it. All
right.
No. Okay, it's bad.
It's bad. Don't like it. It's bad.
And Sonya's like, oh, well, she sure got rid of those niceties quickly. You know, she shits on the staff saying the wine is too old. Okay, I can have the 1963 Petrus, and you can have the 2020 Pinot Grigio. Okay, stick to what you know, Ramona.
And then the waitress comes back, and Ramona's trying to be nice. You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you crazy. I'm just a very nice person, okay? I didn't mean to make you... Why is this cold? It's bad. Send it back. It's bad. It's like Arctic. Get it away.
So Luann's like, well, there's so much bullshit going on at this table, I can barely take it. Like, minutiae, am I right? It's the minutiae right there. Ding, ding, ding.
You know what? Table wine is $12, so you know what? I can complain, all right? Oh, and Leo's like, well, you do like to complain. Luann goes, yes, because she likes to cause chaos in the house, just pure chaos. Huh. She's like the Joker, except not funny.
You unleashed pure chaos tonight.
And Leah's like, what? What chaos did she unleash? And Dorinda goes, oh, you weren't in the group text, Mob Marrier.
All right, you weren't in the group text.
And she's like, oh, well, there was a group text, so why the fuck am I not in the group text, Ramona?
And then Dorinda seizes on that and goes, you know what, Ramona? You don't leave people out. You know, that's mean. That's mean. Sometimes people want to know about the minutiae, okay? That's mean. You left someone out. You're a mean person. You're a mean person. I'm going to send a headline about how you left someone out of the group text. And I'm going to send it to everyone but you, okay?
She has a different blood type. And Leah's like, let me see the freaking text message, please. And Sonya's like, well, we didn't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. Sting. Just in case Ramona hears that one. A sting. And Leah's like, oh. So Leah takes a phone and she reads it and she just starts laughing. And she's like, okay. And then Dorinda sends this article and Dorinda goes, I sent 4 articles. And they all start cracking up at Ramona.
Yeah. And Leah's like, she left me out of a text. And like, what that really says is that she doesn't like give a shit about me or our friendship and doesn't care if she offends me or not. So I really don't appreciate that, mother.
Mother. So Ramona's like, you know what? Okay. I just have to say that I think I love Dorinda. Okay. Like, Dorinda, you have helped me through some of my darkest moments. And Sonya just goes, here we go. And Luann does a perfect impersonation of Ramona. She's like, oh, just shimmies around. And they all start cracking up because Ramona can't pretend to cry anymore.
You know what? It's just you get so angry that I'm always on needles and pins, okay? And it's very scary. I don't know what to do, okay?
It's so terrible, Ramona.
and basically everyone's like laughing at Ramona, and Ramona's like, you know what? Like, I kind of feel like I was left out to hang out by the dryer, okay? And, like, they don't have the walls to help in the situation. Like, why am I always stuck with the one with the mouth? Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because I have the guts. That's why. So, as a reminder, I have the balls and the guts to deal with the mouth, okay? I know the human body, okay?
Oh, you want pins and needles? You want pins and needles in the Berkshire when my closet was open to everybody? Just really, Richard!
And Luann's like, oh, come on, Ramona. I mean, you're just fake. I mean, you're actually freaking me out right now.
Yeah.
She's like, what's fake? Would she upset you? She goes, no, that was real. I mean, I talked to her, but then you rip her a new one, and then you come to dinner acting like nothing happened. She goes, you know why? It's because it's my dad and my mom, okay? She reminds me of my dad and my mom. Bloop.
So it's been declined, Ramona. Do you have another one?
How about you use your real card the way I used it? I used the real deal. That's what I am. That's what I use when I talk to Dorinda. Real deal. Real deal over here, okay? So, Luann's basically like, you know, Ramona, she drops a bomb and then she just walks away and it's still smoldering. It's a smoldering post-bomb space. And all I gotta say is, you dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on Cabaret. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So Dorinda's like, how many times does Ramona say, you're angry, you're angry? You know what, Ramona? You're right. I was angry. But did you have to pile on? Did I do that to you when you were going through a hard time? Well done, Ramona. Well done at being a terrible person.
Oh, okay. Now you're the biggest victim in the room. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. I also like that when Dorinda said, Dorinda was like, you know what, Ramona, we talked in the bedroom, and Luann goes, well, I saw you storm out of the bedroom, but that's fine, go on, go on, go on. Just quietly undermining Dorinda at the same time, like, equal opportunity, like, cut her downer.
So Ramona's like, give up, I cry uncle, okay, I cry uncle, and he wasn't very nice to me either. You know what, there's a fresh card, uncle card, my uncle was Claude. Mean, okay.
Do you want the uncle card? Okay, uncle card. So then Dorinda then tries to flip the script, and she's like, you know, I know you say it's verbally it's okay, but are you really okay? Are you really okay, Ramona? And then Ramona goes, Ramona does this weird thing where she does like a baby, like a, she does this gasp, but she goes, Oh. I was like, what are you guys doing? I don't understand this interaction right now.
I don't want you to feel abandoned, Ramona. And Sonya's like, listen, Dorinda, we're there for you. I mean, you put on such a brave face because look at it. Look at everyone you take care of. You take care of me, you know, calling me a slut and telling me my shoes were ridiculous and that you would never do that to your husband. And then we see just a clip of Dorinda just eviscerating Sonya
over like many years,
being a monster. And then Sonya's like, well, you know, of course you're so helpful to everyone else, of course you're gonna have a short fuse.
Yeah, like a non-existent fuse, basically.
Put an easy pass on that howling tunnel vagina, bitch.
So I can't use my uncle card, but you're allowed to use a pass? I don't get it, okay? So Sonya's basically like, just don't be so brave all the time. Don't be so brave. And then somehow this turns into a toast of them all being there for each other. Like, let's toast to the good, to the bad, to the articles we're forwarding to everyone but Leah. Let's toast to that.
And Ramona goes, we are redefining ourselves. Okay. So now, the next day, Dorinda is wearing, like, a headband with poofy ears, like poofs, yeah, where animal ears would be. And then she's got moisturizer, like, cold cream all over her face, and she's rubbing it really hard. And she's going, 1, 2, 3, it's horrifying. Like, Mommy Dearest would have watched that and been like, wow, that's gentle.
Maybe gentle I should hands. Be open to some wire hangers here or there. So Ramona's mad because she felt like Luann threw her under the bus, like, basically, like, at that, because Luann kind of did, you know, like, definitely did not have Ramona's back at all during that dinner. And but Ramona really liked how Sonya handled it. You know, she's like, you know what, you know, you handled it well. I get a little hysterical, I admit it, you know, my delivery sucks, okay, but you know what, you handled it really well. I'm really proud of you, Sonya. Oops, just pissed, I pooped again. That's what happens. I'm so proud of you, I pooped again. Sorry. And
did you notice that Sonya scored another pair of shoes off Ramona? So funny. Yeah. They're packing and she's like, oh my god, I love these sandals. Okay, you know what, that's my gift to you, Sonya. So she's mad at Luann because Luann wouldn't help. But anyway, they all leave and they all say bye to everybody. Yeah. And then we're back in New York City.
Back to New York City. And it's Leah at her office promoting her brand in a not so subtle way. Like, oh my God, it's the 15-year anniversary of Married to the Mob. And we have new shirts. And we're selling exclusively online and not in stores. And you can get it right now. It's a very special collection. And this is just like my life. Just talking about all the bullet points of our marketing strategy on camera.
Like, yeah. I mean, I just had a meeting with Jersey, Fruit of the Loom, Athleta, Target, Lululemon. You get it, right, guys? I mean, I had a meeting.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, you had the meeting. So then we go over to Ramona's, and Ramona is going to therapy.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So good. So she meets with Dr. Gregory, who actually is the psych professor from one of our listeners. I think she posted it on, Facebook, maybe it was Discord, but she was like, I never thought my psych professor would wind up being Ramona's psychologist. So
looks like a property brother to me. I was like, really, wow, did. Are you going to remodel Ramona? Please do.
You know what, Dr. Gregory? something just wasn't sitting right in my heart or my soul, and I just was feeling really bad. So you know what? So I decided to go back to therapy, because guess what? My therapist is single and ready to mingle, okay?
I was feeling bad, and I don't like to feel bad. Run the clip. I need a man to hold me and to want me and to be with me.
Where she's like rubbing her head with her hands, yeah. like a baby rubbing its eyes with its fist.
It feels like that was like 2 years ago, but that was still this season. That was like, it was ageless ago. But you know what? The good news is I've really come full circle, okay? Like circling the drain of a toilet, which unfortunately I keep missing these days. And you know what? Because last time I wasn't in good mojo, but now I'm full circle, okay? And we see that like 3 months ago she had met with Dr. Gregory to talk about her issues self-sabotaging.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I can't connect. Maybe I don't want to connect, okay? Maybe I got so hurt that I'm sabotaging myself. My uncle, my mother, my uncle, my father, my uncle, my uncle, my uncle.
He's like, your uncle's card was just declined. That's so weird because you've used it so much already. So who doesn't go to therapy in see-through lace sleeves with diamonds all or netted? It's like netted from hooker days in a saloon top. Over yeah. a ball gown with diamonds all over it.
Yeah, bordello chic. So she's like, you know what? I'm ready to reflect. And since I was told to be sitting on a couch, I brought notes because I'm used to doing that at reunions. So guess what? I took notes. Here they are, all right? Where's my note? Here's my note. Okay, here it is. Monday, I took Avery to the store. She bought some Fruit Loops. I said, why are you buying Fruit Loops? That's just carbs. She said, I want my Fruit Loops, mother. So I said, fine. I'm okay with that. And then the next day, I said I had to cancel with a man because there was Fruit Loops in the house. It's giving me anxiety. Is that self-sabotaging? I don't know.
Then I said, you know what? This light switch doesn't work. I'm going to have to call Mario to come over here. Not my husband, Mario. I almost called my husband Mario because I saw it on the list, but then I realized that the guy who fixed the bathroom was named Mario, and I called and I said, Mario, listen, hello, chef. It's me, Ramona Singer, okay? Could you fix the light switch?
Okay, here it is. 5 days ago, I'm on a date. Very handsome man. He's very worldly. He's smart. He's a lot of money. He's not intimidated by the fact that I'm in the 1%, okay? He really likes Joe Farrell. We went on ride on the merry-go-round in his basement. We had a wonderful time. Everything was going great. And just when we were about to kiss, I said, oops, I just pooped on the floor. I guess I self-sabotaged again.
Whoa, signed, whoa, rewoned. Guy. So she's like, you know what? Then I wrote this. I said, canceled a second date with this guy on Sunday. Why did I do that? Like, why did I do that? Okay. You know what? Maybe it's because I wanted to spend more time with my friends. Then one of my friends said, Ramona, you don't have to act so different around a guy. Because she said that I act all coquettish. Okay. I act coquettish. You know, I mean, sexy. Like this. This is how it is, doctor.
Sit a little differently. I sit a little bit on my side. So this side, and I smile. I'm a little coquettish. I'm a coquettish, beautiful woman. What can I say? I'm just showing off my natural beauty, okay? Sorry, I'm just a natural coquette.
It's what it looks like. And then they just cut to the doctor, and he's like...
I'm going back to teaching. So then we see a montage of Ramona flirting over the years, which is basically her, like, with her straw, like, hi, I got 3 limes on my rim. Why?
And Boris, the swim coach,
she's like, mm-hmm. Whoa, don't let me drown, Boris.
It's like all Ramona's terrible flirting. So we cut back and he's like, so would you say that that version of yourself is different or is it a genuine version of yourself? And she goes, you know what? It's another version of myself, but it's not genuine. It's like, wow, way to confuse even the fucking psychiatrist.
Yeah. And then she declares, you know what? I have more substance than just this sensual body. I'm very sensual. I was like, more substance than just this sensual body.
So Ramona.
She's like, yeah, I'm very sensual, but there's more to me, okay? You know, I'm warm, I'm sensual, I'm caring, I'm sexy, I'm self-made, I'm hot, I'm the 1%, I'm gorgeous, I'm a sex machine, and also I'm ageless, okay? You know what?
You know what? I'm just like warm and caring and down to earth. And this wine is cold, okay? Get it out of here. It's bad. I don't like this wine. Send it back.
So she went on a date with Enrique, and Enrique's like, you look happy.
Yeah, he's like the second coming of Art Garfunkel. You know, went on a date, and he said that we were on a bridge over troubled water, okay? And then afterwards, when we left, he said, farewell, Silverbird, or something like that. I don't know.
It's like, whoa, Enrique, okay? You look happy. I look happy. You like oysters. I like oysters. I can't help it, okay? I'm coquettish.
Can't help it. Whoa, Enrique, I can't help but notice you seem to be looking at my very sensual body, okay?
So the doctor's like, so, what can I do for you, basically? And she's like, well, you know what? I have a really calm attitude with women. So I just decided I need to learn to be like that with men. And he's like, okay, so how are you going to do that? And she goes, you know what? I need to work on my relationships. It's like, Ramona, you do not need to work on your relationships with women. You just had 60 women buy you a purse for your birthday, okay? Like, you're fine
there. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But she's still sitting there, like, with her posture, like, shaking her head, like, flirting with the doctor or something. I don't know what the hell she was doing, but he's just like...
He's like, this is scary for me right now.
I never should have stopped working with Drew.
Why did I just have... Drew? Why did I, like, have an image of Avery sitting on, like, just off camera on the couch in the same position? Like, both women are, like, to the side, just staring at him, like, which one do you want? Can you tell the difference? Whoa. So now we go over to Luann at rehearsal for Marry, Fuck, Kill, which is going to be having a preview next week.
And, hey, honey, welcome home. The stage is your home.
Feels so good to be back here in the warm embrace of theater, also known as this basement at the YMCA. I love it here.
Oh, now I can breathe and enjoy and wait for Sonia because I can't reach her. And he's like,
that just gives us more time to do it for ourselves. Make it nice, if you will.
He's like, oh, now you're going to steal a Dorinda line? She'll send you some cease and desist shit. Better watch yourself, Ben.
All right, let's workshop some lines. Okay, all right, I'm going to bring this prop, which is what we call an object on stage. I'm going to bring this prop over to her and say, anything else I can get you, Madame Morgan? Or Sonia Rita. Yes, let's do that. Sonia Rita, anything else I can bring you? Sonia Rita, lock that one in. Lock that one in, Ben. Genius over there.
I'm going to have to call Sonia. I mean, she was so excited for this. I don't know where she is. Sonia!
It's like, hi, Lou.
Well, we're both in our glasses, but I'm on a stage, kind of. And you're in a bathrobe, Sonia. I mean...
Get your ass over here, girl. If I sound a little angry, that's because I am angry. But now let me try it this way. Get yourself over here, girl. That sounded friendly, right? That's what we call acting. Anyway, get yourself over here, girl.
Let me try it this way. Sunrise, sunset. You buying it now?
Memories of when Sonia said she'd show up, but she hasn't shown up, so I can't put her in a tire to send her off to Sonia Heaven.
So Sonia's like, well, I don't know what I'm missing, but today is my launch, so you didn't tell me this rehearsal was today, Lou.
Yeah. I know, my love, I know. And I'm super excited that you get to show off some tinfoil stitched together on a mannequin in some store in Lower Manhattan. But this is theater with an R-E, okay? Theater.
Typical Sonia. She wants to be paid more, but she doesn't want to rehearse because she's impromptu. Because that is what Sonia says. And also, everything Luann is doing could just be impromptu, you know? Now you welcome the next guest. Well, here comes my good friend Sonia. Here's a microphone. Can I get you anything else? Like, you don't have to sit and memorize every little thing.
And Sonia's like, well, you know, I wasn't excited about going to rehearse with you. I mean, I'm impromptu, okay? And, like, I don't need to do a rehearsal. And besides, you always think I'm distracting when I show up, which is true. No, I was like, yeah. Oh, she can't focus, and she's ruining these very important lines. I couldn't even remember the last part of this one. Anything else I could bring you? Line.
Sonia, make it nice.
That can't be it.
Clip. Clip.
So she's like, well, she wants to be paid more. She doesn't even want to come to rehearsal. And she's like, well, I got this event tonight. Ben, you can come too. You want to come to the event tonight? He's like, sorry,
I got my Fire Island House winter reunion tonight, which is like one of like the worst excuses. Like, in a way, it's like one of the best excuses you could ever come up with. But like, also like the fact that that is an excuse is hilarious to me.
Yeah. So Luann's just basically like, well, I mean, this has a script. But okay, Sonia, have fun tonight. So then we go over to Leah's, and her mom comes over, Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah tells us that her mom sleeps over there on Tuesday nights, and she's still got so much to work through with her mother, which I know we're all thrilled for. So her mom sits down, and she's brought dinner, and it's rice cakes and broccoli and, like, some grilled sweet potato.
Yeah. It's literally, like, a stack of rice cakes that you've just never seen a stack of rice cakes. Like, she is balancing those rice cakes. They're, like, it's like a little, like, miniature Leaning Tower of Pisa, but made of rice cakes.
Yes.
I spent most of the scene waiting to see if those rice cakes were going to topple over.
Yeah, I love when skinny people suffer, so that was worth it. Like, when skinny people suffer to be skinny, you know? So I was like, well, she's earned it, at least. Don't need to go down that path. Thanks! I'm just, like, reassuring my own weight issues during this scene. So then, Leah is like, well, I mean, I'm going to have to talk about my mom, because my sister told me that my mom doesn't even like me, so...
Yeah, she's like, so mom, hey mom, can you like put down that stack of rice cakes for a second? No, I know, it's very impressive that you have that many piled onto each other and they're not falling over. Yes. Sarah said that, like, you don't even like me. Is that true? You don't like me? Is it because I don't offer you rice cakes, mom? Like, what's the deal?
And she's like, oh, well, maybe I said it. You know, who knows? I mean, listen, one day I might not like you, and on another day I don't like Sarah. It doesn't mean I don't love you and care about you, all right? You know? The one thing I don't like is you drinking all the time. Now, I just love this because I caught my mom years ago. I was home for Christmas, and I heard her talking shit about me when I went upstairs because I was just sleeping in their upstairs guest room, and I heard everything she said. I was so mad. I was, like, going to throw a teenager fit about it. I was like, ah! How dare you? And she's like, what? I'm not allowed to fucking talk about you when I'm venting? That's what people do. Don't you go vent to me. Don't you tell other people how much you hate me? And I was like, oh. Took all the wind out. I thought it was going to be some huge denial and like tears. And how could you think I thought that? She's like, no, I said it and I meant it. But I didn't say it to your face, so... Hugs.
Also, Leah, your mom just finished teaching a religion class, and all she's having for dinner is broccoli and rice cakes. Has it just occurred to you that maybe your mom's hungry? Just, like, give her, like, a cookie or something, and I'm sure she will start to like you again.
Yeah. So her mom just basically blows it off, and she talks to her about her drinking, and she's like, but mom, the drinking's not ruining my life. Look at me. I'm drinking. I still have a job. I still have my company. I still have my kid. And,
do a few torches around, no big deal.
Yeah, and she's like, and if it changes, then I'll be honest about it, and we'll fix it. And she's like, all right.
And by the way, on top of that, Bunny keeps talking to her, and she's like, mom, could you please finish your rice cake? Because she's just got, like, rice cake falling out of her mouth.
Yeah, she's, like, grabbing her by the shoulders to talk to her deeply, and, like, rice cake is flying.
Why do I have to say I love you every minute? That's time I could be, you know, eating rice cakes, you know? These rice cakes don't eat themselves, all right?
So then, Sonia, dun dun dun, we see a huge picture of Sonia. Century 21.
Century 21. So it's finally her launch event. Leah shows up repping some Sonia Morgan, and she's like happy because this is a look that she likes as opposed to the pajamas with a fedora from earlier in the season. And even Ramona is wearing her Sonia by Sonia Morgan, even though she's like constantly adjusting it. She's like, whoa, it doesn't fit quite right. You know what? This reminds me of my uncle. Using the uncle card at this one, okay? Gotta go. Gotta go, uncle.
Then Dorinda comes, and let's see. Dorinda's like, well, what happened with Sonia and Luann? Because she was supposed to workshop with Luann? I mean, maybe she's just too busy. I don't know. Are we going to find about it today? Because I can't wait to find about it today.
Yeah, exactly. They're sort of trying to, like... They're trying to find some sort of drama, but there's no drama happening. And they're like, where's Sonia? She's not even here. She's not even here at our party. And then, of course, we see Sonia walking down the street going, sachet, 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 sachet.
Yeah. So,
Philip Cal. Oh, so she's like, oh, Philip. So Sonia, when she walks into somewhere, she never lets the other person talk. She's just like, oh, look, it's Philip. Philip's from Calvin Klein. He's like, hi, Sonia. And she just moves on to the next person. Hi, Isaac. He's like, Sonia, I just wanted to. Oh, Ramona, there you are.
This is Ralph Lauren. He designed some things. Hi, Ralph. Anyway, oh, look. Oh, that's Diane Von something or another. Hi. Ramona, you look great. I'm going to talk with you.
This is Ricky. He's the fruit, you know, of the loom. That's Ricky. And Leah's like, don't I know you? Had a meeting with
this
you.
This is the Snapple lady, Wendy. She's finally got promoted from behind that desk. Good for you.
So Luann comes and she's like, well, I came because two wrongs don't make a right. And I'm not going to not show up like she didn't show up for me because I'm a good person.
Bing! I know. And then we see Ramona. Ramona pretty much spends the rest of the episode by the catering bar. And she's just like, okay, you know what? Do you have club soda? Pellegrino? Okay. And then it's mint. Okay. All right. This is my new signature drink. Okay. The Hamptons, they call it the Ramona. It's like this 17-year-old kid who's like, oh, ma'am, I don't know how to mix things together yet.
And then she tastes it, and she's like, you know what? My straw's not working. I've got another one.
She pulls out
another broke-ass straw from her purse.
Yeah. So Dorinda's telling Luann that she's not going to be able to come to her presentation, her Marry, Fuck, Kill presentation next week. She's like, you know what? I got a nerve that's feeding fluid in the form of minutia into a sack. Look, I can't even move my hand anymore. Look, I can't. Look, my hand's not even moving. Look at it. It's not even moving.
It's funny. She's like, look at this. I can't even move my wrist. All right. Look at that. It's crazy.
Hey, what do you call this? It's a dead this. Huh? I can't move it. I can't. It's crazy. Look.
Anybody want a nice drink of Schadenfreude? All right. There you go, Ramona. So Isaac gives his speech at Century 21 for being so proud about Sonia or whatever. And then Sonia's like, wow, I never thought I'd actually say this, but I'm humbled. Thank you so much, everybody. Ring, ring. Whoa. Ramona's phone ringing. And then Ramona just doing that swiping thing where she doesn't really know how to swipe. She's like,
there's a certain age you hit, and maybe like Ramona's age, where when your phone rings and it's supposed to be on silent, you have absolutely no idea how to turn it on silent. Like, you know, it's like a very simple thing. You just, if you have an iPhone, you just take this thing here and you just switch it. You just do that. Or you press the button on the side that sort of sends it to voicemail. But when you hit a certain age, once that thing starts ringing, it is ringing. It is ringing for 5 minutes. I mean, I think we've all been in a movie theater where like something very serious is happening, and it's like ring, ring, ring. Okay, all right. How do I turn this thing off? Okay, like it's not going off. It's not going off. Okay, all right. Let's see. It's not. Okay, I'm just going to put it in my bag and hope it stops ringing. And I'm just going to sit here like this and pretend like no one ever
saw it. I'm
going
to open a hard candy while I wait for that to stop ringing.
That is the classic thing.
So Sonia's like, wow, Ramona doesn't even know how to use her phone. What, do you have a hot date? Oh, geez, she's probably just a friend. Truffles up the chicken's ass. Am I right, everybody? Everyone's like, what? And Isaac goes, what's happening?
You know what? It's one of my 50 close girlfriends. It's not someone I'm going on a date with because I've learned I don't have to be coquettish to any man, even if he likes oysters and also likes my sensual body, okay?
So she's like, you know, Ramona can't use her phone. Come on, everybody. Here's my speech. My family's here. Luann, Dorinda, Ramona. Tinsley's not here. Bethany couldn't make it. I think I've got every single person that means anything to me in there. So thank you, thank you, Blood Type O, for being here. Okay? You know, I knew that people thought this couldn't happen. You know, I've talked about my lifestyle, my makeup, my telephone line, my toaster ovens.
Chita Brand. It's like, what is that noise coming from the ventilation system?
Chita Brand. Chita Brand 21.
There's literally another place called Century 21. It's a real estate agency, okay? How do you have two different Century 21s?
You are literally launching in a cheetah brand of a store, okay?
And she gives a speech about being thankful for her girls. And then at the end, she does throw Leah in. She's like, oh, and this new friend of mine, Leah.
Yeah.
I guess. Thank you for coming, everyone. And Leah, you know, she's everybody's super proud.
She's going a long way. She's the fashion show, everyone.
Giovanni.
But she did it.
She did it.
She did.
Sonya,
okay,
got into Century 21.
She really did. And I wonder if she's, I wonder if people bought it. I mean, who knows? It could be a thing.
Well, at the very least, there's a lot of drag queens walking around in that shit. You know there are by now.
Absolutely.
All over the city. Well, absolutely, that brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of New York City. I guess we've got another 10 episodes or some shit of the show. So we'll
we
be back.
We got a bunch. I'm sure we have probably... I'm going to say we have two more. I'm going to say we have next week and the week after. I can't see it going... I mean, I'd love to see it go for several more episodes, but I can't see it going past that.
Well,
everything's wrapping
will
up.
Tell, you know? People. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Underground farming? How did that ever see the light of day? Hello, it's Claudia Winkleman here. I'm partnering with Vodafone Business to look at challenger brands, talking to the people who have bravely pushed ahead with their very different ideas, like bite-size ice cream balls. You'd think that would get a cool reception. I'm sorry. It's far from being business as usual, so we're calling the series Business Unusual. Not to be missed, I promise you. So go on, subscribe now.
Lose yourself in the latest and best blockbusters on Now TV. Hunt down vengeful enemies with Gemini Man. Confront your darkest fears in It Chapter 2. And journey with extraordinary heroes in Frozen 2, Angry Birds Movie 2, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial. Only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New cinema customers only. Pass auto renews at $11.99 a month unless cancel terms apply.